The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill, narrated by Peter Coates. Dedicated to Andrew Carnegie, who suggested the writing of the course, and to Henry Ford, whose astounding achievements form the foundation for practically all of the 16 lessons of the course, and to Edwin C. Barnes, a business associate of Thomas A. Edison, whose close personal friendship over a period of more than 15 years served to help the author carry on in the face of a great variety of adversities and much temporary defeat met with in organizing the course. Who said it could not be done, and what great victories has he to his credit which qualify him to judge others accurately? Napoleon Hill. Lesson 14. Failure. You can do it if you believe you can. Under ordinary circumstances, the term failure is a negative term. In this lesson, the word will be given a new meaning, because the word has been a very much misused one, and for that reason, it has brought unnecessary grief and hardship to millions of people. In the outset, let us distinguish between failure and temporary defeat. Let us see if that which is so often looked upon as failure is not, in reality, but temporary defeat. Moreover, let us see if this temporary defeat is not usually a blessing in disguise, for the reason that it brings us up with a jerk and redirects our energies along different and more desirable lines. In Lesson 9 of this course, we learned that strength grows out of resistance, and we shall learn in this lesson that sound character is usually the handiwork of reverses and setbacks and temporary defeat, which the uninformed part of the world calls failure. Neither temporary defeat nor adversity amounts to failure in the mind of the person who looks upon it as a teacher that will teach some needed lesson. As a matter of fact, there is a great and lasting lesson in every reverse and in every defeat, and usually it is a lesson that could be learned in no other way than through defeat. Defeat often talks to us in a dumb language that we do not understand. If this were not true, we would not make the same mistakes over and over again without profiting by the lessons that they might teach us. If it were not true, we would observe more closely the mistakes which other people make and profit by them. The main object of this lesson is to help the student understand and profit by this dumb language in which defeat talks to us. Perhaps I can best help you to interpret the meaning of defeat by taking you back over some of my own experiences, covering a period of approximately 30 years. Within this period, I have come to the turning point, which the
sample complete. Ready to continue?